This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. During that break, I did an Instagram reel about immigration, about these lefties who are trying to pretend like they're moderates and they want to close the border. Go check that out. Instagram is at Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow. It's the verified one. If it's not verified, it's not me. So go check that out. We appreciate you liking that. We've gained probably 45,000 since the election on Instagram, because it turns out people like long form, well, by 30 seconds by long form, not like a 5 second reel, a 30 second explainer about what we just saw, what just happened, left versus right, Republican versus Democrat, who's saying what now. I mean, and people are really turned on by them. So go check those out. At Joe Talk Show on Instagram. I used to do these on TikTok, and a lot of you found the show from TikTok, but that is collecting data and giving it to the central Chinese government, the communist government in China, and I'm not playing that game, so we shut that account down. I'm doing the short videos now en masse over on Instagram. Some of them end up on YouTube as well as shorts at Joe Pags Radio on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Let's go. Carrie, how you doing? You good?
I'm okay.
You are okay.
Seems I got to have a change.
Polo's okay as well. Okay. What's that? As well as Sam. Mel, you know, I talked to Mel today. He said, can you make the lady stop? I'm going
to
sue.
Well, I talked to Mel just a little while ago, and he said, Carrie, I love it. And thank you for bringing that attention to me. Well, I think we just call him Mel. I mean, it's Mel. We all know Mel.
Hey, it's me, Mel.
Yes, I knew exactly who it was when he called me.
Let's do it. Thursday, almost Friday, weekend's almost here. His last name is Shocker. Mel Shocker.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're agreeing with me?
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate that. I think you are the only person. You are the only person on the planet who talks about Mel Shocker as much as you do. I mean, it's actually funny to me. Next time they're in town, I'm bringing you because I want you to meet Mel.
Oh, I would love. I want a picture with Mel. I want
now
a selfie.
Now we go viral.
Yes, I want an autograph.
It'd be viral on the Insta.
I want it all. Yep.
Do you have the Insta?
No. Yuck. No.
You probably have it. You just don't want me to know what it is.
I don't. Oh, you know, as a matter of fact, I think I do, but I never ever post on it. During the pandemic.
Well, that certainly looks like you, Lockie Carey.
It's
me. You got the one post ever.
I told you, I don't post on it. No.
221 people watched it, though. How about that?
I only got it because I wanted to follow someone that I thought was really, really funny and who made me laugh during the pandemic.
Well, actually, you actually follow me, so I can't complain that much.
Well, there you go.
That's actually pretty good. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Well, see, now we know that you have got an Instagram. You've got to go serve the people now.
Do I?
Why not? Why can't you?
I serve the people pretty well 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Well, if we've actually added it up this week, and you've interjected about 21 minutes so far.
Wow. I think I've done a little more than that.
That's an increase from last week. So good job. Way to go. High five. All right. There is a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. The terminology that's used in television and radio and print news most times is set by the AP style book. I actually had an argument with the AP style book back in the day. I've told you guys this before, but I'll reiterate it. Yeah, I can imagine that.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Right now, right? So the word none is singular. And the AP style book was saying that you have to make it, make the verb plural if there's a prepositional phrase after the word none. Like, none of the people were hurt. Whereas I would say none of the people was hurt, because none is zero. Zero was hurt. Zero is always a singular word. It sounds weird. It feels weird. But none can never, ever, ever, never, 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 ever be plural. And if you've learned English the way that I did, the prepositional phrase should be ignored when it comes to what the verb is. You follow me, Carrie?
I am, yes.
None of the people were hurt. None is singular. Of the people is a prepositional phrase that can be taken out. It should be none was hurt, because it's that simple. It's singular. Well, they insisted that it's none were hurt, and they sent me the AP style book free. They were like, here's your gift for arguing with us. And they put a little piece of paper in the page. I was supposed to look, I look at the page, and they said something about because of the common vernacular English. I'm like, well, I'm writing news. I'm delivering news and fact. I don't care the way people speak on the street in California or New York or in San Antonio. I care to be correct in what my English is, and those who are ingesting what it is that I'm laying down should get proper English. And they weren't having it. Now, I was still right, because I was, and they might feel better about having said, well, it's okay and acceptable and should go this way. You should use the plural verb. But my point to bring this story up is the AP is not always right. In fact, the AP also, and you can correct me if I get this wrong, is pushing hard for you to capitalize the word black, the B in the word black.
Yes.
When you're describing people, but you do not capitalize the W in white. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? Why would we capitalize and somehow make proper the word black, but not capitalize and make proper the word white? That doesn't make sense to me. And their argument was something about social justice and history and oppression and some crap like that. I don't know. Whatever their excuse was, they're dead wrong. So what I do, if I tweet something about black people or white people, I capitalize both. Or I think conversely, you can capitalize neither. And that would also be correct. But to capitalize one and not the other is giving special preference to a race of people that I thought we were against in this society. Well, now they're fine-tuning how journalists and reporters should talk about Roe v. Wade, the abortion issue. And you should say something, and you shouldn't say something else. What do you have?
Okay, well, bear with me because my laptop just died. So I'm doing
of course
this
it did.
On
because
my
it is, listen,
phone.
Once this show goes national and becomes big, then we'll get a laptop that works. Okay. Do I have to really buy one?
I just don't know what happened. It's gone. Okay, this is from The Blaze. Recent changes to the Associated Press style book instruct journalists not to use abortion terms that could be construed as supporting pro-life views. Instead, it suggests using language that aligns with abortion advocates, the Post-Millennial reported. The AP style book provides fundamental spelling, grammar, punctuation, and phrasing guidelines, commonly followed by a wide range of news organizations. Although in recent history, it has repeatedly backed the leftist pursuit of waging a politicized war on words. At the latest style guide update suggested doing away with the modifiers pro-life, pro-choice, or pro-abortion. Instead, journalists are recommended to replace these terms with anti-abortion or abortion rights. Use the modifiers anti-abortion or abortion rights. Don't use pro-life, pro-choice, or pro-abortion unless they are in quotes or proper names. Avoid abortionist, which connotes a person who performs clandestine abortions, the style book stated. The term pro-choice, which was arguably already a stretch when describing abortion supporters, is now replaced with an even more radical and misleading term, abortion rights. The phrase assumes that all journalists, news organizations, and readers believe abortion is a woman's health care right. And meanwhile, the phrase anti-abortion undermines pro-life advocates' message that an abortion ends a human life. Among other controversial changes, the Associated Press also instructed writers to stop using the term late-term abortion. The AP posted the update to Twitter and claimed the reason for abolishing the phrase is because the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists defines late-term as after 41 weeks gestation, and abortion does not happen in this period.
Okay, let's go back to what they actually said they have to say. You have to say pro-abortion rights or anti-abortion? You can't say pro-life?
Anti-abortion or abortion rights. No saying pro-life, pro-choice, or pro-abortion.
Okay. just so that people listening right now understand, you can't say pro-life even though you're pro-life. You have to say anti-abortion rights or pro-abortion. Do I have it right?
Anti-abortion or abortion rights.
Okay, so you're either anti-abortion or you're abortion rights.
Right.
And late-term abortion is only if the unborn child, which is just a clump of cells at 41 weeks, is overdue, because 40 weeks is human gestation. So if it's 41 weeks, then you can say late-term abortion. Any other time, you just have to call it abortion rights.
Or actually, they just want to do away with that term, late-term abortion, because they're saying at 41 weeks gestation, abortion does not happen.
Okay. And this is posted on Twitter. I wonder what I'm going to do during the break here.
I bet you'll be going to Twitter.
You think I'll tweet?
And lighting them up. Yeah.
Is this from the AP site? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now listen, well, first of all, I want to make this clear because we're talking about biology, basically, with abortion, anti-abortion, pro-life, pro-choice. So I want to get anatomically correct here as well. I'd like for them to pucker up, pick a cheek, and kiss my ass. No, that's just a body part. It's not me out bringing out a line.
The AP style book, I don't think, would like you using that term.
Well, I've got some style for them that I can't say on the radio. So maybe I'll tweet some more style, to be honest. But this is just absolutely stupid. This is the AP, as always, taking a side. And the side they always take is always the left side, the left-leaning bent. That's just the way they are. And I'm here to tell you, if you're a journalist, if you're worth your weight in dirt as a journalist, then you should never listen to the AP ever again. Because the AP clearly has an agenda. They did not destigmatize or take away. Listen, if I say pro-life, I'm being truthful. I am for that child having life. If I say you're pro-abortion, that's absolutely true. You are for abortion. You're not for abortion rights. You are for the ability to abort the child. I am against that ability. Therefore, I'm for the child having life. I don't know why that's a misnomer at all. In fact, I know that it's not a misnomer, but to say that I'm anti-abortion and those who are for it are for abortion rights, that's just stupid.
And
you know you're going to start hearing it, too. They're going to start using it now because these idiots get in line every time. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is from the same style book who, I guess, earlier this year updated the phrases pregnant people and people who seek an abortion to be inclusive of the transgender and non-binary community.
Yeah, the AP style book is out.
Pregnant people.
Out! They're done. Your thoughts about this, because you're going to start seeing this on your local news because these dweebs get in line and follow what the AP style book says. You're going to see this in the newspaper. You're going to see this online when you read stories online. I just want your thoughts. Do you agree that the correct terminology is anti-abortion and pro-abortion rights? Or do you agree with me that it's pro-life and pro-abort? Not even pro-choice. It's pro-abort. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Really great to have you. Thanks. It's the Joe Pags Show. Campus Reform at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. Got to ask, do you have that mystery smell in the house? You can't find it. You can't get rid of it. You have no idea what to do. You try to cover it up with candles and sprays and nothing seems to work. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly seeks out and destroys any odor guaranteed, even if you don't know where it's coming from. The Thunderstorm is going to get rid of it in just a few minutes. And unlike those candles and cover-up sprays, the Thunderstorm does not mask or cover up bad odors. It completely eliminates them. And best of all, no filters to buy. You're saving money there. Uses this Oxy technology that will leave the scent of a thunderstorm just came through, fresh, clean scent. You know what I'm talking about. You literally smell that in the house, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, wherever you need it, as soon as you plug it in. And again, save money on filters. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. Get 3 units for under $200. Go to Eden Pure Deals right now. EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS3, P-A-G-S, the number 3. Get 3 units for under $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS3 to save $200, and shipping is free. A lot of people want to be heard on this AP style book pushing for you to change the terminology surrounding abortion, and I'm just not having it. Yes, I did tweet them. I tweeted them immediately, Carrie. I tweeted the AP, and they'll probably change their entire position on this now because of
me. No, they'll do nothing, and they will ignore your tweet.
At Joe Talk Show, go see my latest tweet to the AP. Go retweet it. Go comment on it. Go like it. Do it right now. Let's go to Hank in Texas. Hi, Hank.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Hey, my point is, it's time to get ahead of the game from the standpoint that you know, we're talking about the Newsoms and the concern, new concern over immigration problems. But I think two points I'll bring up from the standpoint of get ahead of the game. Seems that the Democrats and the Republicans are about to pass an omnibus law extending our national debt ceiling. We're at $31 trillion now. Where's it going to go? I don't know anything about the law, and I don't think any of the legislators know about the law. Yeah, why not a continuing resolution? First point. Second point is the National Archives Reporting Act. Understand that you know, some conservative organizations have put in a Freedom of Information Act to filter Burisma, Burisma filter over the 2014 term of Obama and Biden.
All right, Hank, Hank, I love you like a brother. I don't know what the hell you're talking about because this is completely off topic, and I'm not really sure why we're there, but I appreciate you calling in. And I don't mean to be rude to you, but it's not Free Speech Thursday. We've got full phone lines that are melting down with people who want to talk about the story that I just presented before the break, and you're talking about we should ignore Newsom or we should not look at that and the National Archives Act and the omnibus bill. All important stories, don't get me wrong, but unfortunately for you, I set the agenda, and we're talking about right now is the AP style book. Very quickly, 9 Republicans switched sides, and they're the likely 9 that you would think in the House that did switch with the Democrats to vote for this budget bill, which is disgusting. There should be a continuing resolution. And no, I don't want Burisma to be filtered out of any National Archives deal, but my man, you just jumped in front of a bunch of people and weren't talking about what we were talking about. Love you like a brother. Call back tomorrow on a Friday. Ron, quickly in Florida, what's going on?
Yeah, well, you were talking a while ago about the abortion thing.
Yes.
And that's pro-life, which I'm for.
Yes.
What I want to know is why in the heck they don't call it what it is when they want to murder the child.
Yes.
It's murder. It's murder.
Ron, you and I agree. I appreciate that. Bill, Las Vegas, quickly, let's go.
Yeah, I think the whole labels thing is really a pain. Like BLM is a bad label because they don't care about all black lives. Pro-choice, they're not in favor of all choice. They're in favor of choosing only abortion. But I think when you say you're pro-life, if you're for the death penalty, you're not pro-life. You're probably anti-abortion, and because there's all sorts of different things that are involved with that. And I have issues with that, and it's just like the Democrats, the liberals, the ultra liberals are trying to set the agenda and frame the discussion by changing up the terminology. We need to stop fooling everybody. If you're against abortion, say you're anti-abortion. And I don't even think you should call it anti-abortion. It should be anti-ending the life of a child in the womb because that's what it is, abortion.
Bill, I got you. Very well said. By the way, I am pro-life. That means I'm anti-abortion. And I'm also pro-execution if somebody is a criminal and was charged and convicted of a heinous crime. All right, so I appreciate everybody calling in. Thank you for doing that. Again, tomorrow's Friday if you want to bring up some other topics. In the meantime, I've got to remind you about Goldco. It's not a happy time right now. We talk about it all the time. War, inflation, over $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again when millions of Americans watched their retirement savings disappear while those who invested in physical gold and silver were protected. If you've got $50,000 or more in your IRA, you've got to listen up. Or in your 401k, maybe your savings, you could be at risk. Right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. You can do so as well. Call right now, 855-936-GOLD. 855-936-GOLD. Get a free gold IRA kit and learn how thousands are protecting their retirement savings and adding $10,000 or more in free silver to do it. Gold Co. is the company I recommend and trust for gold and silver. You can too. They've helped place over $1 billion in precious metals. They could be looking at a recession. We all could be. That's worse than 2008. So don't wait. Call Gold Co. today. That number again, 855-936-GOLD. 855-936-GOLD. Make it happen. Make it happen right now. When we come back, another young reporter, a correspondent, this time from South Florida, from campusreform.org. Go to that website every day. Great journalism from these young reporters. When we come back, you'll hear that and much more on The Joe Pags Show.
This is The Joe Pags Show.